House Committee on Environment and Energy, June 2nd, 1989, 1:30. Session, Senate Bill 425, House Bill 3482, Senate Bill 1, House Bill 32444, Senate Bill 572, Public Hearing and Possible Work Session, House Bill 3050, House Bill 3080, House Bill 2682. You want to call Bernie, please?
He's in the lounge.
Representative of Akron.
You wait and call the lounge.
And any of the other members that...
June 2nd session of the House Environment and Energy Committee to order.
You're really making points.
We
huh?
have a quorum. I would ask the unanimous consent, first item, unanimous consent of the committee to take back, let me see what the number of the House,
Hi.
Senate Bill 572. Relating to wine coolers, that's the bill presumably reported out the other day, but there was a relating clause problem, so it was not accepted. So technically, it's floating around out there. So I would, if there's no objection, we will take it back. Any objections? 572 is back before the committee. While we're waiting for a couple of other members that I think want to be here on the wine coolers, maybe what we ought to do is the 2682.
You want to do 2 6 8?
Are we ready
whatever.
To do that?
Sure.
I will open the work session on House Bill 2682 relating to uses allowed in exclusive farm use zones. And I'd ask Margaret Kirkpatrick and Greg Wolf to come up and explain to us what the problem is.
In your file, there's a memo that explains.
On this bill?
Yes. Yeah.
In your file, you have a memo on the bill and the issue. Welcome. Everybody found the memo in your file from Carol. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Margaret Kirkpatrick, and I'm here today on behalf of ARCO Oil and Gas to testify in support of the Dash 2 amendments that you have before you, with a couple of refinements that I'll get to in just a minute. I believe the memorandum that you have from the committee administrator...
Excuse me just a minute, Margaret. Let me correct that. This is a public hearing on this bill, not a work session. So it's a public hearing. Go ahead.
I believe the memorandum that you have from the committee administrator explains the reason for the Dash 2 amendments that are before you today. The need, in a nutshell, is to place the substance of House Bill 2086, which this committee passed out some time ago, into a bill that has a more appropriate title. Some of the amendments, actually all of the amendments that were put into House Bill 2086 by this committee, were deemed on the Senate side to be outside the scope of the relating clause. So House Bill 2086-82 has a relating clause that is appropriate to all of the amendments that were put into 2086. Since you've already heard testimony on 2086, and this is no different, I'll be as brief as I can. You'll probably remember that the original reason for House Bill 2086 was to provide for a potential streamlining of the permit process for exploration for oil, gas, and other mineral resources on farm lands, and also to reallocate the responsibility for that process. Under current law, anyone who wants to do any kind of mineral exploration is required to obtain a conditional use permit from the county. This session, the Department of Geology has introduced several bills that have passed both the House and the Senate that would give them additional authority to regulate exploration activities that involve drilling. If House Bill 2682 is passed with the amendments, a person who wants to do exploration will be required to get the Department of Geology permit, but will not need to obtain a land use permit from the county unless the county wants to impose the permit requirement. The intent is to put the mandatory permitting process with the Department of Geology, which is the agency that has general regulatory authority over mineral matters. The House amendments to 2086 and the amendments to this bill that are before you today would allow a similar refinement of the process for oil and gas production from individual wells. The Department of Geology requires a permit now for oil and gas production. The county land use statute also requires a land use permit for those activities. The amendments would treat production from individual oil and gas wells like exploration, which means essentially that they would be required to obtain a Department of Geology permit, but not a county permit, unless the county decided to require a land use permit. ARCO proposed the original amendments after fairly extensive discussions with the Department of Geology, 1,000 Friends of Oregon, the counties, and the Department of Land Conservation and Development. It was an acceptable approach to everyone for reasons that I went through in a fair amount of detail at the hearings on 2086, so I think I will spare the repetition here unless someone has questions. What I would like to do, I think, is just summarize the effect of the bill. If it passes with the proposed amendments, Department of Geology permits will be required for all exploration that involves drilling and all production activities. County permits will be required for production facilities that serve multiple wells, and county permits would be optional at the county's choice for exploration and production from an individual well. What I'd like to do now is take off my ARCO hat and discuss some refinements that I think need to be made to the Dash 2 amendments. You'll probably remember that there was quite a bit of discussion about aggregate processing when House Bill 2086 was before you before. As a result, there were some amendments put in to clarify aggregate processing activities that are allowed on farmlands. When that happened, the section of the statute that deals with conditional use activities on agricultural lands that dealt with mineral processing activities was deleted in the amendments and replaced by language that deals only with aggregate processing. The effect of those amendments was to inadvertently delete all other kinds of mineral processing activities from the list of conditional uses. That was not the intent. It was never discussed. It just kind of happened. So after the House passed the bill, we raised that with legislative counsel in the Senate committee, and Sue Hanna prepared some technical amendments that would put processing of other mineral resources and subsurface resources back into the list. And I've spoken with Sue Hanna about this and also with the committee administrator, and I think if the committee is inclined to adopt the Dash 2 amendments to the bill, it would be a wise thing to add some language on both pages 4 and page 10. And I have that language with me today.
Sue knows about it. No problem.
No problem.
These are strictly technical amendments?
They're strictly technical amendments. Right now, the list of conditional uses on EFU zones allows mineral processing activities. These amendments don't.
Where are the amendments?
She's going to give it to you.
Oh, okay.
Just a couple of lines.
All right, go ahead.
The language on page 4 of the dash 2 amendments, line 18, right before the period, you would just insert the language, well, I'd put a comma in, and then the language, and processing of other mineral resources and other subsurface resources.
And processing of other
mineral resources and other subsurface resources. And on
Greg, if you're understanding too, this is strictly a technical amendment.
That's correct.
Okay. This would be on page 4, line 18, after the word processing.
After the word processing.
And processing of other mineral resources and other subsurface resources.
Right. And then you would have to do the same thing on page 10, line 26.
Page 10, line 26, same mm-hmm. language.
Right.
Any objections to the addition of that language to the amendment?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Keeley.
I don't have an objection to it as I understand it. I will point out, though, that what we've managed to do in subsection Big C is to create a run-on sentence, the likes of which are found in few statutes and which contain, I think, one if, two ands, and one or. And if there's any way to put this in a form that is slightly more straightforward when we reach this appropriate occasion, it might help.
We can ask legislative counsel to clean that up.
The other thing you could do is just put a subsection D there and start it with processing. Say processing of other minerals.
We'll ask legislative counsel to clean it up.
That'd take care of the running.
Oh, I missed an or. There's one more or than I thought.
It is. You get what, a C in class for this, Representative Keeling, or a D? Or
Mr. Chairman? D minus.
What would Representative Hostica give you for this sentence?
It looks to me like it's okay with the college professor. It ought to be okay with the newspaper writer.
Is that an insult?
All right. Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hostica.
I think asking legislative counsel to clean it up is probably a contradiction in terms of the way they write bills. Might ask Representative Keesling to do it.
All right.
Be happy to.
Thank you. Go ahead, Margaret.
Just to conclude, those are the reasons for the original bill and the amendments. House Bill 2086 passed out of this committee with a unanimous vote and passed the floor 56-1. So I think it's evident that the amendments that we're proposing today represent a sound piece of legislation. I'd urge you to adopt them, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
What I think the committee needs to clearly understand is that this bill, and this was a case where I think the staff erred and was not our staff, the legislative council, and they've been quite apologetic, but there was a relating clause problem. So we've been asked by the Senate, in effect, to put it in this other bill and send it back to them so they could deal with it, and that's essentially what we're doing. Any additional testimony? Yes.
Chairman Cease, members of the committee, Greg Wolf, Department of Land Conservation and Development, we won't review our testimony that we gave on 2086. We do believe it's a good bill and we urge you to pass it.
Thank you very much. With that, I will close the hearing on 2682, open the work session on 2682, and do I have a motion on this?
Chairman?
Representative Parkinson.
I'd move the amendments 2682-2 as we amended them into the bill.
All right, it's been moved to accept the amendments dash 2 with the couple of additional technical changes we made. Any objection? Do I have a motion for the bill, Representative Parkinson?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move House Bill 2682-2 as amended to the floor with the due pass.
It's been moved to send 2682 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any further comment
Just
or question?
Quick one.
Yes,
Representative Parkinson. We got a lot of business, but I've seen sessions when this bill would never have been heard because everybody was afraid of the relating clause. So it's a pretty tame land use session this day.
Is that good or bad? Anyone else? If not, if the clerk will call the roll on the motion to send 2682 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representatives Dix.
Aye.
Hostica.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Keesling.
Aye.
Vice Chair Parkinson.
Aye.
Pickard.
Aye.
Weehage.
Aye.
Chair Cease.
Aye. Motion carries, and I'll ask Representative Dix to carry it again.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Second time's a charm.
I'll close the work session. on House Bill 2682. Our next item, still don't have Representative Agnes here. Let's take Senate Bill 1 relating to Columbia River Compact Commission. And I will open the work session on that bill, Senate Bill 1.
Well, 3244 is not...
You'll notice in the in your packet on this bill, you now have a letter from Gail Ackerman, the governor's assistant on natural resources. Because when the committee considered this before, I was not sure at that time. I think Representative Parkinson was. Were you not?
Probably. We're four of us here.
But I gather, Carol, maybe you'd like to bring the committee up to date on the issue here.
Sure. Representative Cease, Chair Cease, when we heard this bill the first time this session, it was recalled that we had just done this 2 years ago. And 2 years ago, it was in the form of a requesting the governor. And so there was, as a matter of fact, it was a Senate joint resolution. And so the question was, well, you know, where is the governor on this? If he hasn't done it 2 years ago, perhaps there's a very good reason why he doesn't want to do it. So I conveyed this information to Senator Kitzhaber, and he talked to Gail Ackerman, and as you see, you've got a letter from Gail in the file expressing the support for the bill.
Any questions on Carol's comments?
Yes, I have a question, Mr. Chair. I'm trying to recall our previous committee meeting, but as I recall, the governor was asked to do this last session. I don't see that being addressed. Am I missing something?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Parkinson.
Representative Jones, last time it was a resolution.
This time we're telling him to do it?
Yes. This time it's a bill that would be a law that if he signs it, he'd have to do.
Tried the nice way first.
I guess the question still is, I guess the necessity of it is that the governor won't do it until we tell him to.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Eggers.
Sometimes, and I don't know whether this is the case, the governor likes to have it in statute and to have that direction, particularly when you're dealing with other states as well. If you have a legislative mandate, it's useful. That there may be some elements of that.
I think there's a greater strength within the statute.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it amounts to. They may be falling over themselves to retract what they didn't do last time, too.
And in whatever case, I guess it doesn't matter as long as we get it done this time?
Right. Yes, we are, Representative Parkinson. Representative Parkinson.
Are there any amendments to be made to the bill?
No.
Would you entertain a motion?
Yes, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move Senate Bill 1 to the floor with the due pass.
Representative Parkinson has moved Senate Bill 1 to the floor with the due pass. Any further comments or questions? Not if the clerk will call the roll.
Representatives Agrins?
Aye.
Dix?
Aye.
Hastica?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Kiesling?
Aye.
Vice Chair Parkinson?
Aye.
Pickard?
Aye.
Weehage?
Aye.
Chair Cease?
Aye. Motion carries. And I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 1. Let me ask, is Representative Driffler here? Can you see him? He didn't sign up on this bill.
3050. No, the only person we have here is the monster.
Okay. I will open the, for those of you who came in a few minutes ago, we did take back Senate Bill 572 because of a relating clause problem. It is my intent not to do anything with 572, but we will open the public hearing on House Bill 3050. We do have one witness signed up, and I will ask...
3050?
Yeah, I'm sorry, 3050. House Bill 3050.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative
Hastings. Could you briefly explain the nature of the problem with Senate Bill 572?
Yeah, Senate Bill 572 came to us, and it was a bill on the Senate side that had both a majority and a minority report. And The majority report had a relating cause that said relating to wine coolers. The minority report had a relating cause that said relating to beverage containers. When we accepted the 2 cent piece to the sorting fee, 2 cent sorting fee to the bill, we got in difficulties because that's broader than the wine cooler part of the bill. And we were told by legislative counsel in the clerk's office that we had a relating cause issue and they would not accept the bill. So for that reason, we're bringing it back and taking the bill back into the possession of the committee.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative
Hoska. So it's a problem of whether it's appropriate under the relating clause and not a problem of whether or not the issues form one single question or whether there's more than a single question in the bill?
There was no germaneness issue. It was a question of relating clause. Anyone else on that? Does that explain it more than you want to know?
Maybe we'll tell them that 3050 has the...
But I would say 3050, which is a House bill, does have a beverage container relating clause so that we can use that bill without any difficulty. All right, I will open the hearing, I guess I did, on 3050, and ask John Stubenvall to come up. Hey, sure.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. My name is John Stubenbaum. I'm the consumer advocate for Osberg. We found out just yesterday about the relating clause on the legislation, much to our chagrin. I guess it's amazing how a simple bill can become such a Christmas tree to which a number of ornaments become affixed. Our first preference in this legislation would be for this committee to send to the House floor Senate Bill 572 as it came to you from the Senate. That was not our best option in the Senate, but that was the version that prevailed in the Senate, and we do now support that version of the bill. And we would prefer that this committee simply send that version of the legislation to the House floor as well. We become concerned when this bill gets more attachments to it, because as we all know, this bill has been through the session previously and has never prevailed because certain ornaments become attached to it. However, if it is the will of this committee to use another bill for the same purpose, we would support putting the language of Senate Bill 572 into House Bill 3050 if that's the way the committee wants to do it. But again, from our perspective, the policy question here is to attach wine coolers to the bottle bill. And we want to ensure that that does happen this legislative session.
Questions from the committee? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I believe that's all that was testified, signed up. So we'll stand at ease till our chairman gets back.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Representative Dix.
Would it be possible to just get a briefing on the amendments that are before us while the chair is outside?
Yes.
I think there are four. I've got four sets of amendments on 3050 in my... Would that be okay with the vice chair?
Yeah. Well, what I have, you've got one more than me.
Explain. No dash three. Explain the dash.
I've got dash four.
Dash, yeah. Whatever it is.
All right. What we have, that's starting from the top. 3050-1 is from Representative Cease. That's an amendment to 3050. 3050 is a sorting charge bill as it stands right now. And what these amendments do is change it to 2 cents instead of 1 cent, and then put in wine coolers added to the bottle bill, then put in the territories, and put in the, that's it. That's what 3051. So if you took 3050-1 and House Bill 3050 with, I understand there's three words in there on line 5 of the bill which should be struck, but together with the original bill and dash 1, it's what you passed out. It's exactly what you passed out 6-2 the other day. Now we come to 3050-2, which is the same thing except it's as proposed by Bill Nelson. I don't know if Bill is here, but what I understand this does is making an exception to the territories, and so sort of allows, I'll point it out to you, on page 3 of the dash 2, if you look at lines 19 through 27, that is what makes it different from the dash one.
Page two?
Page three.
Page three.
Of the dash two amendments.
19.
And so it actually, this is where you would find exceptions to the exclusive territory. On dash two amendments, uh-huh. Page three, lines 19 through 27. What this does, what is proposed here, this is the part of the bill that has to do with territories. Under the exclusivity part, there are exceptions. He adds another exception here, and this is it right here, so that it allows a dealer outside of the area to request, I guess, to sell within outside the area, and then that the 2 cents would still float around there. That's what I understand it. Now, beyond that, I don't have any other. I have 3050-4, which was only presented at the very last minute. I have had no briefing myself on that. It sort of came from.
Who's it from?
I don't know. This is from recycling people.
Oh,
I don't know.
I know what these are.
Do you know what these are? And I understand we're not going to consider it.
Let me say, Carol, make clear to the committee that 3050-1 is, as I understand it, is what we put out the other day in the Senate bill. It has the basic wine coolers, it has the 2 cent sorting fee, and it has the territorial issue.
Right.
So if we were to do exactly what we did the other day, and that would really be my recommendation.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Parkinson.
Carol, exactly what words needed to be added to dash two to conform to the bill
one.
We turned out?
Dash one. Well, what we had to add to the bill is we had to change it to, the original bill had to change to 2 cents instead of 1 cent. Is that what you're asking
me? Well, are the dash one amendments
ready?
Clean?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
That is in there.
Yes, the dash one amendments.
Dash one is clean. If we accept the bill with the dash one, the only change we have to do is make sure that on the printed bill it's 2 instead of 1.
Mr. Chair.
We're not.
No,
let me
no,
move
no.
into.
No, no.
Oh,
we're
not in
to
work session
three,
yet.
Three
Come
letters
on up.
Here.
What?
Come on up.
Mm-hmm.
I may have said it wrong.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Jack Monroe with the Association of Oregon Food Industries. If you want to exactly replicate the bill that you passed out on whenever it was a couple of days ago,
yes.
The words, what you need, look at your amendments. In line 5, delete, quote, not less than 1.
Line 3 in line 5.
Of which
okay.
version?
3050-1.
Yeah.
Page 3, line 5.
Okay,
page
no. Page 1. Page 1. Page 1.
Yeah.
On, if you're in the left-hand margin there,
yeah.
Line 3.
Yeah.
And it reads as follows. In line 5, delete. Now,
one.
You need to make a change.
Okay.
Quote, not less than 1, unquote.
Okay.
And insert 2. And that will make it identical to to the version you passed out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Got it. So it's just the words not less than.
That's correct.
We
Mr. Chair,
okay.
Are you ready to?
Yes.
Representative Jones, I think, had first. Go ahead, Representative Jones.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the 3050-1 amendments with the correction on line 3 to add not less than between the words delete and 1.
Okay, it's been moved to accept the 3050-1 amendments with the one change on line 3. Any objection to that amendment?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hostica.
Well, if I understand this, what we're doing is we're amending a bill which has a sorting charge by inserting wine coolers and territoriality.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I'd rather substitute myself. But I'm happy to not, or I won't object to this amendments because the amendments then do what I would like to do. I'm not all that interested in the sorting charge. But if the effect of the amendments is to bring in the things I am interested in, then I'll support the amendments.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Do I have a motion then to approve the bill with the amendments?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Jones.
I'll move House Bill 3050 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
The move to send House Bill 3050 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further comments or questions? The clerk will call the roll.
Representatives Hastika?
No.
Jones?
Aye.
Kiesling?
Aye.
Parkinson? Vice Chair Parkinson?
Aye.
Pickard?
Aye.
Weehage?
Aye.
Agrins?
No.
Dix?
No.
Chair Cease?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Dix.
Serve notice possible minority report.
Okay, so noted.
I'll join in.
Thank you. The motion carries, and I will close the work session on House Bill 3050.
Thank you all. We will at this point open the hearing on House Bill 3080. And we'll ask Representative Parkinson and our administrator if they will kind of go down to the witness chair and tell us about the specifics of this bill.
Let me get my stuff.
Fred, you going down on assignment on this one?
Good Lord. I got to get my stuff here.
Bernie, are you going to chair?
Oh, yeah. I'm the senior person around here. I'll seize power.
Rich.